when she came into the hospital. Mm-hmm. And if we can find that part in our heart, even if there's other things going on that we feel some pain about or grief about, it bringing peace and having purpose, because she was talking about having purpose or meaning in your life, and in her situation, it is providing service in healthcare. Mm-hmm. I think that those things really go a long way in anchoring that the positive orientation. You know, the other thing too that I think is really good is, like, there's things like that social media is on generally. There is puppies and stuff like that, but there's a lot, you know, eyeballs on or ears on screens and eyeballs on screens. Statistically, anger is what gets more eyeballs watching stuff, and got to be careful with it, because it can be a habit that we can get into that can be really, really bring us into a hole, and it doesn't help support the other part that's really important.
Yeah, which is why I really enjoyed what she was talking about, going into nature.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Getting that energy from nature and just the people around her, the people that love her and care for her. And basically recharge her. And it sounded very similar to you know, for me, like when I come here and I get my recharge, and I see, you know, all the staff here working here and keeping
all serving.
Keeping us going on the air. Mm-hmm. And also, like yourself, when you come up, and just a real wonderful time to spend time with very positive, energetic people. And it's very infectious.
And it's a good infection to get.
Yeah.
There is a contagiousness about feelings, right?
And it's like that re-energization that we all need. And it's just there for us to support each other and those around us and make a change and a difference in this world. And, you know, that's what we're all about, and that's what we promote.
Yes.
And, so anyways, I guess we better carry on with our show.
We better carry on. We've got an action-packed show.
Yeah. So we're going to get on with the show, and we're going to be getting on to Shkwait Shachlach next. He's my brother. And first, we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Puff Daddy, featuring Faith Evans, and the song is called I'll Be Missing You, and it's a remix. So have a listen, enjoy, everyone.
Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
We're back. That was Puff Daddy featuring Faith Evans and 112, and the song was called I'll Be Missing You. And man, that was pretty awesome lyrics.
I just love the combination of the two songs, I'll Fly Away and
yeah. And we have my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh on the line. For people that don't know him, he's my brother, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and yeah, the forest fires of last summer or a couple of summers ago, and also the big flood of a couple of summers ago. So he's an extreme survivalist and a big inspiration to me and many other people all over the world. So, yes, how are you doing, Shkwait?
Been pretty good so far. A little warmer over here in Kamloops than home.
Okay. Yeah, you must have been at the hospital again?
Yeah. I just went in for a checkup. And, everything seemed well. Just they said, my blood test said I'm a little dehydrated, so now I got to get like a fish and drink.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. That's great to hear. Good to know that you're on a good mend. And yeah, so that was a pretty powerful song you picked. It was just really spot on, just a really good mix. And we have our subject today is on positive energy. So we'd love to hear from you about that.
I do believe positive energy comes from positive thoughts. Sometimes I think, you know, like that song's kind of remorseful, but at the same time, it seems to give me positive energy. I listen to it, you know, maybe a couple times a month, just because, you know, we've lost so many friends and family. I do miss them, but at the same time, I know they're hopefully most likely at a better place. So I do believe positive energy starts from positive thoughts. You know, we don't want to be like Oddballs, Buddy Moriarty, and start with the negative waves.
Yeah.
Always with the negative waves, Moriarty. So, I think of that all the time. I don't want to be Moriarty. Give myself some positivity here.
It's so easy to go down that road of negativity and just snowballing into a big, huge catastrophe at the end. But,
that negativity helps and aids and abets illnesses, so you got to be positive and force yourself to smile. Even though it might look like a snarl, end of a smile. That's my idea of generating positive energy.
Well, that's a great one for sure, and we really appreciate it, especially from all the negativity that you had to work through and survive through. It's it's just a big privilege and honor to hear from you and what gets you through all that kind of issues and traumas of life. So, we really thank and appreciate you for coming on and joining us live and sharing your just your wisdom and your history and things that help you get through those tough times.
Just looking forward to finding new songs and old songs to share with you and the listeners. Gives me positive energy.
Yeah, well, it sure impacts us, and it really uplifts us and energizes us, and we really thank you for that. And we're already looking forward to your next pick for next week, and lots of love to you, and stay with those positive waves.
I thank you there, you guys there at the studio, and the listeners, for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers, and love. Mm. And I send it all back to you guys 100-fold.
Thank you so much.
And I thank you guys for putting up with my ramblings.
Well, we thank you, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and he was currently up in Kamloops at an appointment. So, appreciate getting a hold of him and talking with him. And we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get on to Lady Fahima, and we're going to play her a song from an artist called Tommy Prophet, and the song is called In the End. So let's have a listen to that and enjoy, everyone.
So far, but in-
right. In the end, it doesn't even matter. And that was a song that was a remix from Tommy Prophet. And in the end, that was the name of the song. And I believe it was from Linkin Park.
Oh.
Very, very soothing, but very dark, very deep, but very powerful also.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Lady Fahima on the line with us. And welcome, Lady Fahima.
Hello, hello. Hello, dear Chief. And my greetings to the rest of the crew, wonderful crew that they accompany the station, and your respected Simon Fraser University student, and across the country and outside of the country. My warmest greeting to each one of you.
Thank you. Yeah, so we have our subject today is called positive energy. So we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. Same as usual, is very powerful. These, I receive my energy with the people that individual, they make an impact, they make a differences in this world. By humbleness, by their education, they reach very high. They become world achiever, such as Dr. Payam Akhavan, such as Miss Fiona Dalton, who is the CEO of St. Paul Hospital. And I have to also have to add, not only she is under her supervision or direction as a CEO of St. Paul Hospital, but also Mount St. Joseph and Holy Family as well. Mm. Basically, she has three hospitals at her hands and with her project.
Pretty incredible. And, very incredible.
Yes, it is. And again, because it's very close to the anniversary of Counselor Farid, which it happened May 29, she left the Mother Earth. But I strongly believe even she is present with me and at the studio with many, because she always practiced about the human rights. And who do we have? A special, wonderful guest that overseas. He was in Europe, and he made it possible, such a wonderful soul like Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer for the human rights, and also sitting at the United Nations. And team lawyers is under his direction and his own decision making, basically. And in another hand, we seldom actually we never hear about as a female as a CEO. But we have some such wonderful, young, unique, humble, highly educated, and like Miss Fiona Dalton. And in the other hand, is we are having such a wonderful soul. To me, the energy that I receive is from these type of categories. From the is because they bring a lot of great impact in my life, and also the youngest one at the station, Anna Marquez, world achiever, Irish dancing. She represented Canada in the world with her talent at the very younghood of her age. So when I turn back myself to any area like this, it brings a lot of great energy in me to become creating, to create something positive, good, and sometimes also fun, because most of my work is serious. But to have fun, to bring the art and bring the joy to each one of your house and anywhere you are, to make that differences in the world.
beautiful.
Especially
and
to bring the joy and the happiness and the hope to the reservations that are listening to us across the country, and to the landowner of the country, the Aboriginal people, and Indigenous people. Mm. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing us all those wonderful people and introducing us to them. And we did have a little bit of a difficulty with the end of the interview, but for everybody out there, we are planning to replay the interview, and hopefully it'll be able to, we won't have those technical difficulties, and it'll play the whole thing straight through. And also yes, the interview of Dr. Akvan, we would also yes, be replaying the interview of him also in the future. So
yes,
everyone stay tuned, because we will be replaying their interviews and relaying that positive energy out to everybody out there. So
wonderful.
Thank you
wonderful
so much for joining us live and sharing.
Thank you kindly. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to have to say bye for now, and looking
yes,
forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know.
All right, that yes, was Lady Faima. Thank you.
I just wanted to add, too, that besides people who are highly educated or high achievers and stuff, the power is in each one of us, regardless of whether what we do in life or what where we are in life, that we have the power to emanate service and positive energy out. And we never know the power of it. Like it's astronomical power,
mm-hmm,
you know. So, you know, listening to it, it's like you don't have to have your PhD or anything to have that power. So I just wanted to add that. There, all of us do.
Oh, yeah. continue on. I'm just going to go and get Kanvar,
okay,
our music coordinator.
Okay. Yeah,
so
okay. I will keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, you know, that you never know out there what the power of a compassionate eye contact is in a moment with somebody else and that type of thing, or the power of just acknowledging someone. It can be very simple, but it's hugely powerful. So, yes, there's many different layers and levels
okay,
in which that
back
can happen.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you
okay,
for
got the hook
filling in. Yeah. So we have Kanavar, our
yes,
music coordinator.
Hello,
and,
hello.
And he has a song that he picked for us. And could you please...
Oh, yeah.
It.
Sure. It's there is a lovely one-man band out of Montreal, kind of a black thrash metal project, because I know you like the rock and tracks there, Jorge.
Oh, yeah.
This is a band called Modir, and this album is available, Soliloquy, is available on the CGSF playlist, and this one, this track is called Regard del Ciel, or View of Heaven, or Regards
oh,
of Heaven.
What a beautiful
yeah,
title.
Yeah, it's a big thrasher to end off the show for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
No
Randy,
worries.
Appreciate all your songs and your efforts.
Of course, and just to kind of add to the theme, positivity is so important in
oh,
our
yeah,
lives
yeah, yeah,
because if we have an attitude of positivity, everything else will kind of follow that.
Absolutely,
yeah, the energy
thank
grows.
You. Yeah, yeah. So we'll play it right now. Thank you. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're just going to be wrapping up our show now. And yeah, you were saying something about...
Yeah, I'm just really curious to hear listeners' tips and ideas and thoughts around positive energy, creating it for themselves and their thoughts on it. So if you want to text us.
Yeah, that would be awesome too. And we also wanted to say... send a big shout out to Vivian.
Yes,
our German intern. Yeah, we're really missing
you.
Yeah, we miss you so much. We need to get you on and get an update and find out how things are going over there in Germany. And yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you. So, and we want to also thank you for all the wonderful work that you've done while you were over here. And the impact that you had
and your positive energy.
Yeah, and we want some of that positive energy again. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Stay healthy.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your week and weekend, and stay safe out there.
Seed and that positive energy.
Yeah, and bye for now.
Bye.
You're listening to CJ.